The way that this community award works for the 30 and under is that we are accepting nominations year-round, and then nominees are nominated, and they don't know. And then when we get closer to the time that folks who have been nominated get to choose if they want to move forward in the process or not, we contact them usually by phone and by email and say, hey, here's a link for the nomination survey. So we go back to each one of the nominees and say, are you, tell us about yourself, what type of philanthropic work do you do in the community, and what is it that you have done to really help uplift Jackson County? And so they submit all of that back to us. And then, thankfully, I don't have to personally make the choice on who our award winners are going to be. We've been very blessed to have a community committee that comes together, and they read through each one of the nominations and then also those questionnaires that the nominees have submitted. And then they, that committee, those are the ones that vote, okay, so out of all of the nominees who were nominated and submitted back this questionnaire, we think this number should get an award, and that's kind of how we decide. And this year there's going to be 10 30 and under award winners.